Yeah, hey, Brian Shimkovitz here from Awesome Tapes from Africa, the blog, label, and DJ project. It was 2002, and I was in university at Indiana University, and I was studying ethnomusicology and folklore, and I was given the chance to study abroad. I had never been outside of America before, except for a short trip to Canada, and so I was like, let me go somewhere that's really going to bring some culture shock into my zone. And I had been introduced a little bit to Ghanaian pop music, and I knew that Ghana was a place that was friendly to foreigners and visitors and students, and they spoke English. They speak English as a former British colony. So I felt confident that that might be an interesting place to go. So I went to Ghana in 2002 for one semester. I thought I was going to research high life music, which is the old pop music of Ghana from the last century. And I got there and I called a professor who I had kind of idolized, and I called him on a payphone. He was like, yo, high life isn't really happening anymore, but these guys are rapping in Twi, the largest local language, and they're rapping over beats that are either hip hop or they're samples of old high life, or they incorporate sort of electronic interpretations of Ghanaian traditional dance rhythms, and you should maybe check out what's changing in the music industry. And this professor actually was really anti-hip life music, which is the combination of high life and hip hop. He was really against this because he thought that it was changing the music scene. But I got really into it, and so then I went back a few years later, spent a year there, did a Fulbright project about hip hop in Ghana and youth culture, and spent a ton of time interviewing rappers and producers and fans and old highlife musicians and people like that involved in the music industry. And then during all of that, both of these trips, just collecting tons and tons of tapes, because between 2002 2008 or so, there weren't a ton of CDs in Ghana yet, and tapes were just by far the most widely available media. And so just by virtue of doing research about popular music, I spent a lot of time in the markets collecting tapes of things that I heard on the radio or things that artists had told me about, or, you know, stuff that just looked interesting. All the tapes that I was collecting were commercially recorded with album art, you know, mass produced, and sometimes in thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands. Ghana at that time, unless you were way up north in the more remote parts, you were not buying copied tapes, bootleg tapes that are just on like an old Maxell or something. You go up north into very far away reaches, sometimes you're finding tapes that are from way out in the bush that are just copies of copies of copies. But typically the tapes that I've been buying in most parts of Africa are commercially recorded. They may be illegally copied, but they still have, they look like a real cassette you can buy. I'm DJing with the original cassettes. That's the most fun and it sounds the best. I do digitize tapes that I love, but that was the original nexus of this project, was me wanting a hobby, sitting in my Brooklyn apartment at the weekend, just being like, none of this music is available. Like, virtually none of the music that I brought back from Ghana is available outside of Ghana, and many times not even available outside of the city that I got it in. So I thought, at least other people like music nerds, a few of my friends, might find it interesting if I digitize these and post them on the internet. That was in 2006. Free Blogspot site. You know, all this Web 2.0 stuff was brand new. There weren't millions of blogs that were posting rare or forgotten or obscure or international music. There were a handful, and I guess my blog became a part of that kind of wave of people making available music that was not really easily available. For me, it wasn't about like rare African records and things like that that people fetishize these days. It was more just about communicating the music that you would hear if you were sitting in a taxi in Nigeria, for example. Well, for me, I've always been interested in all different types of music. I grew up listening to jazz and classical, but also hip-hop and experimental music and punk and all sorts of stuff. So when I was in Ghana and other places in West Africa looking around for tapes, I was just, I mean, even up until now, like, I use a variety of approaches. Maybe I'm interested in traditional music. Maybe I'm trying to find something of a specific ethnic group or in a specific language or on a specific traditional instrument. But I'm also really into disco and electronic music and funk and rare groove records and stuff like that. So if I find music that sounds left field, that sounds like something that kind of broke the mold of what was typically happening in that region or during that era, I also find that interesting. But one of the things that's important with Awesome Tapes from Africa is kind of making available music by people who are household names where they come from, but they just haven't had distribution outside yet. So the blog exists in a gray area in that I am putting up recordings for free download without permission. The idea being that the promotion of the music will help create some more stuff to happen in the artist's career. These are artists who, like I said, are rather famous or successful where they come from in most cases, but they haven't had the chance to sell their music abroad. And for better or worse, music promotion these days with young bands coming up in the States or anywhere else is like people give away a little bit of their music and do promo just to try to get their foot in the door a little bit. So the idea for the blog was more just to make music available that you can't buy anywhere else. I don't post stuff that you can buy on Amazon or iTunes or in your local shop. I just post stuff that's just not at all even available, and in most cases would be stuff that the majority of people visiting the blog wouldn't even know to look for. So that led to, rather organically, to beginning an actual label that legally releases these recordings on vinyl and CD and digital and limited edition tape. So what I do is I spend most of my week, last few years, just stalking musicians that I'm trying to find, people who I love and admire, trying to track them down so that I can find out who they are, make a deal with them, re-release their record, split the profits if there are any, 50-50. I just do all the promo and everything and reach out to journalists and try to help them get a booking agent, get them shows, get them visas to travel to Europe or America to play shows, and just do a ton of legwork. And so what I do is I travel around DJing cassettes, and the money that I get from playing shows, I pretty much just put all of it into reissuing records, paying artist advances, hiring lawyers, etc. There's a whole bunch of people who listen to music who love to hear different stuff. They're sick of the same old rock band or the same old hip-hop stuff, and there are people who are searching. And most of the music that we love in the pop music world in America comes from Africa in one way or another. So there's a lot of connections people hear in the music that I'm posting on the blog and the stuff that I'm playing at parties and the records that are coming out. They're little connections that people hear, things that they recognize. It doesn't matter that they don't understand the lyrics. They're happy about the music. And I think Awesome Tapes from Africa has found an audience of people who are either very hardcore into African music or just very interested in music in general, and this is a palate cleanser amidst all the other stuff that they listen to, or somewhere in the middle. They just listen to tons of stuff and they're checking out public radio or community radio or different types of blogs or Spotify or whatever, and they just kind of get hipped to it. And I meet a lot of people all over the world who are just really stoked about African music. So just keep going.